Welcome to Jack Perry's Log Cabin Jamboree. To you by the makers of Log Cabin Syrup, America's largest selling fine table syrup, with that rich, real maple flavor that gives your pancakes, waffles, and hot biscuits that final touch of delicious. With a beaming smile and a firm clasp on his pocketbook. The closest friend I ever had, Jack Orange Beret Haley.
Thank you. Thank you. Warren, are those people laughing at my orange beret?
No, Jack, I don't think so.
Warren, this is a beret Wendy Barry gave me last week for Christmas. Do I have to wear it?
Well, it'll be embarrassing to Wendy if you don't.
Well, it's embarrassing to me if I do.
What happened?
Well, coming to the studio, I didn't mind when a taxi driver passed a remark, and I didn't mind when the doorman laughed at me. But when I got on the elevator and four fellows took off their hats, that's going too far.
Well, don't mind, Jack. Everyone on this program is for you, beret or no beret.
Well, if you are, you certainly have a fine way of showing it. Not one of you have invited me to your home for Christmas dinner.
Oh, Jack, that reminds me. You know, it's put my mind completely. I wanted to speak to you about Christmas dinner.
You did?
Yes, you're just the man I want.
Oh, I am, Warren?
Yes, sir. You see, at first, I was just going to have six people for dinner. But now that you mention it, I think I'll have seven.
Oh, thanks, Warren.
Oh, you know, Jack, it'll be a pleasure to have a radio comedian at our house for dinner, especially a good one.
Oh, thank you again, Warren. And you immediately thought of me.
I did. I knew you could tell me where Fred Allen lives. I'd love to have him over.
Well, who cares whether I go to your old house for Christmas dinner? Furthermore, I don't like the way your wife makes biscuits.
Oh, yeah? Well, my wife made biscuits before you were born.
Well, that's no reason why she should serve them to me now.
Hello, boys.
Hi, Wendy.
Warren, what's Jack walking around in circles for?
Oh, he's trying to get around a square meal.
Oh, I am not.
Oh, you are.
I am not.
You are, too.
I am not. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but your wife's biscuits will kill me.
Jack, you're perfectly welcome to come to my house for Christmas dinner, but I don't think you'll enjoy it.
Why not, Wendy?
Well, I'm having a lot of stuffed shirts for Christmas dinner.
Well, never mind, Wendy. I'm awful starchy. Stuffed shirts. You must be eating with some of your bosom friends. Hello, Virginia.
Hey, what's wrong, Jack?
Well, Virginia, as you must know, I'm alone for Christmas, and I'm trying to get an invitation for dinner.
Well, I've been invited to a congressman's house for dinner, but I'm sure you can go along and be welcome, too.
Oh, no thanks, Virginia. I'd starve to death.
What do you mean?
Well, you know how long it takes a congressman to pass anything.
Come in. Mr. Haley, I understand that you haven't got any place to go for Christmas dinner.
That's right.
Why don't you go to that restaurant at 5507 Melrose Avenue? They give you a meal for 65 cents. It's the finest thing you ever tasted. It's called the Melrose Bar. Boy, it's delicious.
Well, how do you know? How do you know? Do you eat there?
Do I eat there? I own it. Thanks for the ad, pal.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, Ted.
Oh, boy, am I tired getting ready for my Thanksgiving dinner.
You mean Christmas dinner, Ted. You can't eat your Thanksgiving dinner until next year.
No? Oh, boy, will I be hungry. Well, Jack, I want to invite you to have Christmas dinner with me.
Well, thanks, Ted. Will it be a good dinner?
Will it be a good dinner? Why, it'll be the acme of culinary perfection, a chef d'oeuvre of the cuisine, an epicurean delight, a paragon of gastronomical quintessences.
I know, Ted, but will it be a good dinner? I mean, what do you have to eat?
Party de foie gras, germain, canapé of caviar or roux steak, soup, ma meat petite of croutons, then comes... Yes, roast terrapin a la Maryland with sauce mounir, crepe Suzette a la mode, demi-tasse with coffee.
Why, Ted, a dinner like that will cost you a fortune.
It wouldn't cost me a cent. That's why I asked Santa Claus to bring me for Christmas.
But, Ted, there is no Santa Claus.
Then there is no dinner.
Play. Orchestra playing Josephine. Wait till Napoleon hears about it. Wendy, will you open the door?
Mr. Haley, have you been invited out to Christmas dinner?
No, sir, I haven't.
Well, I have.
I should worry. I'll have my own dinner. I advertised for a cook to help me with my Christmas dinner. That's probably him now. Come in.
Mr. Haley, I saw your ad in the paper, and I came to see you about the job.
Well, that's fine. I want to have a Christmas dinner cooked.
I understand. Now, what are you going to pay for the job?
Well, I thought that $3 would be fair enough just for one meal.
And how many guests are you having?
Well, there won't be any guests. This dinner is just for me.
And how many hours do you think it'll take?
Well, I think it can be done in about 10 hours.
10 hours, and all you're paying is $3? The deal is off. It's an outrage. I wouldn't think of letting my wife work under those conditions. Goodbye.
You meet the strangest people through a newspaper. Wendy, will you answer that door, please?
Hey, are you Mr. Haley?
Yes, sir.
Look, did you put this ad in the paper?
Yes, but don't tell me you're a cook.
A cook? Is that what you want? I thought that wife was crook.
Oh, can you imagine using a crook for a cook? Instead of having roast turkey, I'd have roast jailbird. Bird. I got the feathers in my tongue there. And a side order of paroles and butter. Oh, that door. Virginia, will you answer the door?
Are you Mr. Haley?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm Prudence Twopenny, the famous cook.
Prudence Twopenny? I thought it was Prudence Penny. What's the extra penny for?
Sales tax.
I thought you were going to tell me that you ate your own cooking and doubled up.
Is that so? I have you know, young man, that last year I roasted the turkey for the Supreme Court.
Yeah, and ever since they've been having trouble with their constitution.
Enough of this dilly-dallying. Now, what would you like on your Christmas menu?
How about roasting a ham?
Wait till the critics see your next picture.
Well, never mind about the ham.
Now, in the Red Grand Christmas dinner, you have a cute little cocktail, a cute bowl of soup, a cute salad, and a cute entree.
What do I have after dinner?
A cute indigestion.
In that case, you tell me what to do, and I'll cook the dinner.
All right. First of all, lay two eggs on the table.
You think I can do it?
Certainly.
Boy, that's one for Ripley. What's the egg for?
For an angel cake. And you'll have to be very careful when you make it.
Oh, don't worry. I'll be careful. I'll use my head.
In that case, it'll be marble cake. Now comes the main dish. Now, Mr. Haley, for the best result, you've got to have a temperature of 180.
Boy, will my face be red. Do I need a big stove?
No, what you need is a little oven.
Gosh, this is so sudden. Now
you let the bird stay there until it draws to a simmer.
Till it what?
I say until it draws to a simmer.
Oh, yes, simmer draws on. Yes, I know that. Go ahead.
Now we come to the question of your dressing.
Oh, don't worry about my dressing. I'll cook the dinner in my pajamas.
Oh, you really should use a pan.
Now, wait a minute. If I ruin this dinner and the cooking, what will I have to eat?
Well, you can always have a bowl of log cabin syrup.
Well, that won't be enough to eat. I'll starve.
I don't know. Log cabin syrup has kept you from starving so far. Now, look, Mr. Haley, you're having this dinner alone. Why go to all this trouble? Why don't you just go to that restaurant at 5507 Melrose Avenue? They give you a meal for 65 cents that's the finest you ever tasted. It's called the Melrose Grotto. It's delicious.
Well, wait a minute. The owner of that restaurant was just here and said the same thing. Do you know him?
Know him? I'm his wife. Thanks for the ad, pal.
I want a new romance to make me forget that old romance. I'm giving my heart just one more chance for love. I sat around and cried, didn't think I would. A brand new thrill or two might do me so much good. There must be one around who'll never give me the runaround. I'll meet him and I'll be heaven bound once more. I'll view each prospect with a come-hither glance until I find the new romance. I wish that someone could assure me I'd never be a romantic dunce again. And yet the only way to cure me would be to go through the whole thing once again. I'm giving my heart just one more chance for love. I sat around and cried, didn't think that I would. A brand new thrill or two might do me so much good. Oh, you know I want romance. So why did you say with you you taunt romance? You're in every dream that seems you haunt each new romance. I don't stand the ghost of a chance with my come-hither glance.
Virginia, you sang that song very romantically.
Thank you, Warren.
Virginia, if it's not too personal, do you mind telling the audience what you told me yesterday about pancakes and waffles and log cabin syrup?
Not at all, Warren. What I told Warren was that a few months ago, after finishing work in Vogue's of 1938, I was pretty run down from long hours in the set, and my doctor told me, among other things, to eat more substantial breakfast. He mentioned particularly pancakes and waffles made from whole wheat. I said to him, but aren't they fattening? Not if you're a busy person, he said. Anyone who's got to be in the lot at 7 in the morning and work all day needs a substantial breakfast. Better add to your breakfast, even if you have to cut down on your dinner. So I took his advice, and I feel a lot better. Breakfast is my best meal now, and am I enjoying those pancakes. Yes, pancakes and log cabin syrup do make a perfectly swell breakfast.
And friends, take my word for it, Virginia Beryl is just about the splendorous little thing you've ever seen. And that advice she told us about is logical, too. There's nothing better for you than a good, substantial breakfast during these cold winter months. And you'll find no better breakfast than that favorite of everyone. I mean, pancakes or waffles with log cabin. The syrup with that mellow, real maple flavor. So tomorrow, add pancakes or waffles and log cabin syrup to that orange juice and coffee breakfast of yours. Then note how much better you'll feel along about 11 in the morning. Your grocer has log cabin syrup. Get some first thing Monday.
Oh, Virginia, come here, will you?
Yes, Jack.
I want to ask you something. What are you doing tonight after the show?
Oh, nothing.
Would you like to go with me to the Hollywood Bowl?
There's nothing going on at the Hollywood Bowl tonight.
There will be when we get there. gee, Virginia, romance to you doesn't seem to mean a thing.
Oh, yes, it does, Jack. But I put it out of my life because I want a career. You don't know the sacrifice one must make to be a good singer.
Yes, I do.
But, Jack, you don't know anything about music.
Oh, yes, I do. I've been in Broadway musical comedy shows.
All right, then. What's the difference between a verse and a chorus?
Well, you can't go out with a verse.
Maybe so, Jack, but as far as I...
Virginia, there's going to be a new moon out tonight. To waste it is a crime. You better fall in love with someone, because this is sweetheart time. You'll never get another chance like this. Romance is in its prime. You better fall in love with someone, because this is sweetheart time.
Take a walk and have a talk by a lake or a lonesome pond. And in return, what'll I learn?
That the little love bug is working overtime. And you will also learn that wedding bells are all prepared to chime. So you better fall in love with someone, because this is sweetheart time.
Jack is right, Virginia, and if you don't choose him, will you give me a shot?
Well, Warren, I guess I'll have to call for someone to take your place in line.
You'll never get another chance like this. Romance with me would be fine, oh boy.
Oh, looks like this moon has really got you, boy. This is really sweetheart time.
Take a walk with me, have a talk with me, by a lake or a lonesome pine.
If I do fall for you, will you promise to love me and to honor and obey?
Yes, I promise to love you and to honor and obey.
Well, I guess that's gonna let you boys out, cause the wedding bells are all prepared to time.
You better fall in love like we did, cause
this is sweetheart time.
Thank you. That was Virginia Bell and yours truly saying, this is sweetheart time. And now, ladies and gentlemen, oh, the door. Come in.
Mr. Haley, I'm Dr. Smith.
Well, how do you do? Something you want to see me about?
Oh, yes. You are the only man in the world able to help a patient of mine.
Yes?
Yes. Mr. Haley, this patient is in a critical condition. He's been unable to sleep for 4 weeks.
Well, that's too bad. What can I do for him?
Please tell one of your fairyland stories.
All right, anything for a sick friend. Tonight I'm going to tell a story. I'm going to tell a story about my great-great first cousin, Horatio Getz's Man O'Haley of the Northwest Mounted. Our story opens in the barracks of the Northwest Mounted Police. It's midwinter. The men have been snowed in for days. Everything is covered with ice. Police.
Boys! I've never seen it covered with ice like that before. It's loosening, boys. Use the pick.
Margin, it's never had so much sauce on it before.
Get a hold of it, boys. All together now. Pull. One. Two. Three.
Margin, you've got it.
Boy, that's the toughest ice cube tray I ever pulled out of a refrigerator.
Hello, here comes the major.
Attention, men. Sergeant O'Haley.
Yes, sir.
Sergeant O'Haley, I want you to take off at once for the frozen north.
Take off? But, Major, it's cold. I'd rather put on.
That's enough of this alleged humor of yours. Hawkey Joe and Pig Face Pete are running wild. They're breaking into a different bank every night.
Yeah, every night is bank night for those blokes.
Exactly. The population north of 63 is terror-stricken. The people have no security beyond 63.
Why don't they move to the United States? They'll have security beyond 65. So they tell me, I don't know. I don't hear them.
Come in.
Major Hull, I've just come here secretly.
Yes?
On a very secret mission.
Yes, yes.
I've got a secret order for you.
What is it?
I can't tell you. It's a secret.
Anyway, O'Haley, you're orderly.
Pardon, Major?
You're orderly.
You're not so sloppy yourself, then.
No, no. I meant to say your orderly is getting your sled and provisions ready. How about your ammunition?
Well, I have my Remington and my Winchester, sir.
Have you got your Colt?
No, I always talk this way.
Well, well, you'd better get started. You've got a long, cold trek before you.
Gee, I wish I had some dogs for my sled.
Why?
Well, you know how hard it is to teach an old dog a new trick. Woo-hoo!
That is all, Sergeant. Good luck.
Thank you, Major.
Well, boys, let's go off and see them off.
Well, I'm off. Must, must. That means giddy up. Goodbye, all. There goes the cabin. I knew I should have unfastened the sled. Ah, what faithful dogs. They never leave their post. Munch, munch. That still means giddy up. I wonder where I am. Perhaps a stranger can be obeyed. Hey, stranger, where am I?
I don't know. Well, what are you doing up here?
I've been waiting here for 5 years. Waiting and waiting.
Well, what are you waiting for?
I'm waiting for Vaudeville to come back.
I can't wait that long. Well, I'll have to mush on. Get it! Mush! Mush! Ah. There's a guide. He'll be able to tell me where I am. Hey, guide! I've lost my way. Can you help me? Where am I? I'm lost.
Me lost too.
You lost too? Who are you? What's your name?
Me Indian guide. Me name Patu.
Patu? What's your first name?
Poop Poop.
I get it. Poop Poop Patu. I've got to get to Jack's, the Kanaka trading post. You know how to get there?
Sure. Me take you. Jump on horse.
Wait a minute. I don't see any horse here.
Horse on the snow.
You mean to say you're sitting on a horse?
No, me sitting on my brother. He's sitting on horse. You want to see horse? Me bring him up. His name, Log Cabin.
Now, this is no place to bring up a plug. Now. Look, I want to get out of here. Tell me, how can I find my way?
Go straight ahead 2 miles to the north.
Yes?
Then turn 2 miles east.
That's to the right.
Then go 2 miles south.
That's to the right, too.
Then you turn 2 miles to the west.
That's to the... Wait a minute. That'll bring me right back here.
Boy, oh boy, are you lost?
Not only lost, but I'm hungry. Can you tell me a good place to eat?
Me, no can tell.
Oh, I've got to get food. Can't somebody tell me a good place to eat?
I already told you. Go to the Melrose Grotto, 5507 Melrose Avenue. Thanks again for the ad, pal.
Well, that guy won't go to for business. Come on, dog. Munch, munch. Looks like I'm working with a dog act this week. Ah, this looks like Jack is the Canuckers trading post. Are you Jack the Canucker?
I ain't Popeye the Sailor. I'm Jack the Canucker, all right. I got the finest trading post. I'm the squarest guy in the Arctic Circle. I sell bear traps, rat traps, drum traps, and gulch traps. Forest traps, mustard traps, ceiling traps, and comb traps. High boys, low boys, light boys, and bell boys. Bearskin, buckskin, dogskin, and rattleskin. Hip pot, beef pot, crack pot, and jack pot. Belt, and smelt. I got oxtail, cocktail, leaf tail, and horse tail. Good evening, friends! Well, what can I do for you, Stringer?
I'm looking for Porky Joe and Pig Face Pete.
There's one thing I don't handle.
Well, you don't understand. I'm Sergeant O'Haley of the Northwestern Mounted, and I'm looking for two dangerous criminals.
Say, is one guy a tall, red-headed fellow?
Yes.
With a black mustache parted in the middle?
Yes.
And the other fellow a shorty stumpy?
Yes.
With his hair parted in the center of his face?
Yes, yes, that's him.
I don't know them.
Well, if they come in here, let me know.
What do they look like?
One guy is a tall, red-headed fellow with a black mustache parted in the middle.
Yes.
And the other fellow is a short and stumpy with his hair parted in the center of his face.
How do you like that? The same two fellows, I don't know. That strikes me as a coincidence.
Well, I've been traveling over 400 miles and my dogs are tired.
Well, take off your shoes.
It's a nice place you got here. Been here long?
Well, not so long. You know, I used to have a trading post up in Catcher's Catch Can.
You mean Catcher's Catch One?
Yes, you know the place in yourself, you're tootin'.
Well, it must be awfully lonesome living up here alone. Why don't you get married and have some children?
Well, that's silly to have children down here. You see, the nights are 6 months long, and if I carry the baby one night, he'd be big enough to carry me.
Well, Jack, as a Kanaka, I'm forgetting my mission. And I'm on the trail of those two men, and I'm mighty tired. Do you mind if I lie down?
Not at all, Mikey. Go ahead. Go ahead, lie down there. Such a nice fellow. What a cutie pie there.
Take him out! That's Pig-Face Pete and Porky Joe. We trailed Sergeant O'Haley to your door. You're hiding him. Come on, where is he?
I wouldn't tell you.
Oh, yeah? You'll tell us after we get through with you. Get your way to him, Porky. Let him have it. You've done a good job, Porky. All right, punk. Your eyes are blackened, your nose is broken, your teeth are knocked out, and you got two cauliflower ears. Now will you tell us?
No, do me something.
Put down that gun. Your ex-Sergeant O'Haley always gets his man.
Look out, O'Haley, they're going to shoot.
Quick, call the puppy.
Here, puppy, here, puppy.
Oh, never mind the puppy. Get the dog.
To every woman listening, here's a grand special holiday offer you can't afford to miss. Of course, you know how important the griddle is in making really good pancakes. So the makers of Log Cabin Syrup offer you a genuine Log Cabin copper griddle, beautifully finished in chromium. A griddle that will help you make even better pancakes. This solid copper griddle is made by the famous Revere Copper Company. It has a retail value of $1.50 or more and has been thoroughly tested, guaranteed to give complete satisfaction. It's about 8 inches in diameter, light in weight, and has a non-heat conducting handle that's easy to hold. Besides being ideal for your pancakes, you'll find this griddle perfect for frying bacon, sausages, and many other things. Now, how to get your $1.50 value Log Cabin copper griddle? Here's all you do. Send your name and address with only 50 cents in stamps or coins to Log Cabin Syrup, Battle Creek, Michigan. We want you to have one of these griddles, and we're making this offer because we'd like you to use Log Cabin Syrup. We know that if you like this griddle, you'll at least give Log Cabin Syrup a try. So I repeat, just send your name and address with only 50 cents in stamps or coins to Log Cabin Syrup, Battle Creek, Michigan. This offer is for a limited time only, so send for your griddle right away.
Jack Haley, your man Saturday, asking you to be my pal Sunday by using Log Cabin Syrup on your pancakes and waffles. So good night from Wendy Barry, Virginia Vero, Warren Hull, and Ted Fiorito. Until next week, when again you'll be...
Log Cabin
every Saturday night from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. 1/2 hour with, believe it or not, Bob Ripley. And at 8:30, another big Log Cabin Jamboree from Hollywood, starring Jack Haley. Heard on this program where I Want a New Romance from Love on Toast and Two Hard Times from The Thrill of a Lifetime. This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
When I saw that gift on the counter, my pulse quickened. My heart beat faster, and I shook all over.
Oh, Jack, you don't mean to say that just getting that present made you feel that way?
Yes, and besides, the store detective was watching me.
Well, Jack, I still don't like it.
Look, Warren, don't think that smoking jacket you gave me for a present was anything to write home about.
Oh, you didn't like that smoking jacket?
No, I didn't.
How do you like that? I thought it was hot.
Hot? When I got it, it was still smoking.
Well... Well, Jack, I bought it at a fire sale.
Well, the least you could have done is wait until the fireman put it out.
Oh, what's the difference, Jack? Today is the happiest day in the year. Why, all over the country, people are celebrating.
Yeah, everybody is celebrating except those who lost at the racetrack today in Santa Anita.
Oh, that's right. Tell me, Jack, did you go to Santa Anita racetrack today? Did you go to Santa Anita racetrack today? Why don't you answer me?
I'm saying a silent prayer for the $2 I lost. Yes, I was there today, Warren.
Have you a box seat?
No, that's just the way my coat hangs. No, Warren.
Come in.
Mr. Haley?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Haley, would you like to have a winner in tomorrow's race?
Oh, I'd love to.
Cool.